cared about respecting myself than I cared about God.
Amen.
This entire time that I was packing my bag and getting ready to go to Indiana, there were some choices that I had to make. Amen. Now, these choices could be good or bad.
Yeah.
And all my choices were bad choices. And so I made a mistake. You see, first mistake I made was I thought I knew better than everybody else. I thought I knew better than everybody else. You all were saying, no, that's not a good idea. But I studied, and you all were with me with the wrong bag. Who's thinking the wrong bag? The second thing that I did is, you know, I decided that I could do it all by myself with just the help of a few of my friends. I thought I knew better. Amen. And all my decisions got worse and worse and worse. Every situation I made, every turn I made, got better and better. So I'm not the only one in here that's ever made a bad decision, amen? Anybody ever made a bad choice? All right, let me see. Now, I know for a fact some of you all decided to stay up late last night. Now, I know for a fact that if you are a young person, somebody told you to go to bed. Now, you might have went to bed, but did you go to sleep when you got in the bed? Did you turn the TV on up in your room? I remember I used to stay up reading. I was probably the only kid alive. My mom would say, go to bed, and I would open the book and open the curtain so the moonlight could shine in, and I would read a book and stay up all night. Now, whose choice was it to stay up? Was it my parents' choice?
No.
It was my choice. Now, the next morning, which I knew was coming, I had to get up. This morning, we all had to get up. Now, I remember telling my kids, y'all know we got to get up early tomorrow. We got church tomorrow. We got to get up early. Now, some of my kids went to sleep. Some of them didn't. But it was their choice when they decided to go to sleep or not. It was also their choice how they were going to behave when they got out of that bed. Now, they could have got Robinson. Good morning. How you doing? Oh, I'm so glad to be alive today. Or they could have got, oh, my goodness. Mommy, give me 5 more minutes. Realize that it is my choice. The choice is yours. Now you see, our parents and might have left you there. She had to go to work or something. And she said, you know what? I went grocery shopping. And I bought you everything you love. It's pizza, hot chips, donuts, hamburgers, everything in the refrigerator. I mean, cook some. Anything you want in this refrigerator, in the kitchen, in the cabinet, you can have. Except one thing. I got this ginger ale. This is my cold ginger ale. I'm going to sit there. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it in the back so you can't even see it. I'm going to put everything else. You know, you got Pepsi in there. You got Mountain Dew. You got the Red Pop. Everything you got. Just don't touch my Pepsi. My ginger ale. I'm sorry. So you say, all right, that's cool. And you sitting there eating on your Snicker bar. Watching a little TV. Mom leaves. You get a little thirsty because Snickers make you a little thirsty. You go to the refrigerator. And for some reason, you miss everything. You miss the milk. You miss the Pepsi. You miss that red juice. And the only thing you see is way back there, Mama Ginger Ale. Now, as you're standing there, you see it's cold. That water sliding down the edges of some good ginger ale. And you're thinking, I don't know. So you think, well, did she really say not to drink the ginger ale? What did she say? I don't even remember what she said. And then that third voice in your head say, well, why she tell you not to drink the ginger ale? That ain't fair. Who she think she is? You ain't no little kid no more. I think you know you can pick you out some ginger ale. You see, Satan did the same thing to Eve. And they died. God told them not to eat off that tree. And then Satan came right in. Well, did God really say not to eat? Did he really say not to eat from that tree? What did he say? And so Eve got all mixed up, all confused. And that little voice, that same little voice that got you focused on that ginger ale, was talking to Eve. So, what do you decide to do? All the milk, all the pop you can have, you pick up the ginger ale. Because that little voice is saying, you can have it. It's only pop. Who told your mama to pick your pop anyway? Don't you know you like ginger ale too? You know what I think you should do? You put that Pepsi where her ginger ale was, and then you take the ginger ale, then she's still going to have something to drink, and you're going to have something to drink. Everything's going to be all right. So guess what? Your cold ginger ale was so good. I love me some ginger ale. So you drink that ginger ale all the way down, and it's good and cold. And as soon as that very last drop hits the bottom, all of a sudden, something wrong. Tip number two, stop acting like you don't know when you did something wrong. Immediately after Adam and Eve had sinned, they knew they made a big mistake. How did they know they made a big mistake? They you wasn't supposed to do. Tip number three, your parents are not stupid. They are not stupid. Now, they might ask you if you did something wrong, just like God said, hey, Adam and Eve, did you eat off that tree that I told you not to eat? Now, God already knew the answer. But you see, what Adam and Eve could not see was God was trying to offer them a way out. He was trying to give them a chance to be honest right then and there, to confess right then and there, to admit that they were wrong, and to say, I'm sorry. Tip number four, your parents want you to be honest. Your parents want you to be honest. I have hear young people say, my parents just don't trust me. My parents don't trust me. I can't even walk across the street to the corner store. I just don't see the problem. Why don't you trust me? I'm not trustable. But you see, the problem is, you've been telling lies since you could talk. So how do you expect somebody to trust you? I remember when Trinity told her first lie. Baby, oh man. And it was something so simple. She went in the kitchen and drank out of a little juice jar. I was like, Trinity, did you drink that juice? No. They don't ring across her mouth. Trinity, you can just know. So if you want your parents to trust you, you have to start out telling the truth long before you become a teenager. When you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, your parents want you to be honest because they are learning to trust you right then and there. Tip number five, stop telling lies. Start being honest. So what did Adam and Eve do? They had a chance to be honest. But instead of being honest, they started playing the blame game. It's not my fault. It's Eve's fault. And God, guess what? You put her here. So it's your fault too. And Eve said, the serpent made me do it. And we all do the same thing. It's not my fault you left that ginger ale sitting in the refrigerator. You should have left it there. You know I was going to want some ginger ale. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that my teacher don't like me. It's not my fault. That's why I had attitude when I went to her class, because she didn't like me anyway. It's not my fault that those people left that money sitting right there. I knew it wasn't mine, but they should have left it there. It's not my fault that I didn't go to bed last night and I sat up watching TV. You should have brought me no TV anyway. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm tired. You could let me sleep a little longer. It's not my fault. That's what we like to say. Sometimes we even say, it's not my fault that my life is so bad. Look at my parents. They can't get it together. My mama does this. You don't know what my daddy does. Everybody is to blame. You know what, young people? Sometimes we blame our parents. And we think, oh, my life is messed up. If my mama would have did this, my daddy had a did this, my whole life would be different. But guess what? It's still your choice. You cannot excuse your sin because of what your parents did. You cannot excuse your sin because of what your mama did. And guess what? I realized God put, when your parents are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, God knew that was going to happen. That's why he put a whole bunch of adults in your life to help you out. That's why you got a grandmother. That's why you got some uncles and aunties and granddaddies. That's why you got a cousin or somebody else. That's why you got pastors and lay pastors. That's why the lady next door keeps telling you what to do. Because God put somebody else in your life to help you out. So tip number seven. Say it with me. It was me. It was my fault. We all need to start looking at the only person that can really change us. Who is us? Nobody in this room can change me. No matter how hard you try. If I want to have a bad attitude, you can say all you want to say to try to make me stop having my bad attitude. But who can change my attitude is me. I always look at, when we looked at our tips that I'm giving you all, the beginning tip was, is your choice. But when we were in our Pioneers class, I asked the young people to tell me, what is the problem? What's preventing you from going to the next level? And one of our because you can blame peer pressure, but it was still your choice. It was still your choice. So let's just review. What's number one? Realize that I have a choice. Number two, stop acting like I don't know when I've done something wrong. Number three, parents are not stupid. Number four, my parents want me to be honest. Number five, stop telling lies. Number six, stop blaming everybody else. Number seven, it was me. It was my fault. You see, Adam and Eve never could fess up to what they had done wrong. Never did Adam and Eve realize the impact that they would have on the world just by eating that simple piece of fruit. One little bite, or two little bites, changed the world. Two little bites. We don't realize that everything we do impacts everyone around us. Tip number eight, every choice that you make affects everyone around you. When you go to school and you decide, I'm going to get this F, it hurts your family. When you go to school and you decide, I'm going to have any old kind of attitude I feel like having today, it hurts your family. When you decide, look, I can have premarital sex. I don't think I should have to wait to marry to have sex. Guess who's going to help you take care of that baby when you have one? It affects your whole family. When you decide to steal, and then you get busted and get put in jail, guess who's sitting at home crying? Your whole family. Everything you do impacts someone else. Investment tip number nine. My parents know some things that I don't know. Parents are not here to keep you from being cool. Parents are not here to stop all the fun from happening. The adults that you know have some information that you don't have. You see, God knew something about that piece of fruit that was on that tree. God knew that if Adam and Eve ate that fruit and were disobedient to his plan, they would be bringing sin into the world. Now, have you ever thought about it? What if Adam and Eve could have saw into the future before they took that bite? What if they could have saw into the future today and they could see the world as it is? With all the hate, the racism, the bombing, the war, the destruction. What if Adam and Eve could see everything that we see today? Do you still think they would have took that bite from that fruit? Young people, let me ask you, what if I could show you your life 10 or 15 years from now? What if I could show you your life and your life is based exactly on the choices that you are making today? What if I showed you your life and you saw that, hey, drugs really do kill people. Drugs really do destroy families. What if I showed you that by being in a gang, they can mess your life up? You can end up in jail or dead, hurting other people. What if I showed you that bad attitude that you insist on having stopped a
let you look back and say, remember that day? Way back when? You was about 12 or 8 or 7 or something like that. And you had the choice to choose me. And you didn't. Well, guess what? I don't know you either. Close the gate. Your choices today matter. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, but Pastor Kelly, I have plenty of time. I can do all that stuff later when I'm grown. I'm trying to have fun right now. I'm young. Young people are supposed to have fun. I'm not supposed to be responsible for all those choices. But let me tell you about a little kid in the Bible. He was 8 years old. His name was Josiah. That's a nice name, right? Josiah, 8 years old. At 8 years old, Josiah became a king. At 8 years old. Now, who would think an 8-year old was responsible enough to lead a country, to give decisions, to do all these right things? But Josiah was. You see, Josiah's scripture tells us he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He did what was right from a very young age. Think about Jesus. How old was he when he decided to do exactly what God had asked him? It was even before he was born. Even before he was born. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, but I've already messed up, Pastor Kelly. You know how many lies I've told? You know how many things, how many times my mother told me not to drink that ginger ale, and I drank it anyway? I've already messed up. Tip number 10, it's not too late. It's not too late. You see, Adam and Eve got it all wrong. They made a huge mistake. And because of their mistake, they were separated from God. Of their sin. Now remember I said God had given them an opportunity. He said, did you eat off that tree? Right then and there, I always think, what would the world be like if Adam and Eve had just dropped down and apologized? Lord, you're right. It was me. I'm sorry. You said not to eat off that tree, and I did. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please. But they never apologized. They never truly confessed that they had done wrong. But you see, God loves them so much. God loves you so much. He loves you so much. He loves all of us so much. That he took upon himself, his only son. And that son said, I'm going to take the punishment for what they did wrong. Now, what would life be like if your brothers and sisters said every time you got in trouble, hey, no, mommy, don't spank them here. Spank this moment on. If you've been acting up here at the church, go to the person you've been offending and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want to be new. I'm not going to be the same person that I was. You have a decision. All of us have the same decision. It's will you give your life to the one person who gave his life for you? Will you do that today? Guess what? The choice is yours. Amen.